friends. Welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. I hope that the weather's better in your neck of the woods than it is here, because it is raining and cold. Sometimes it makes it hard to savor the silver lining, but we're going to do our best this morning. Page one, A Time for Rhyme. This will fit really well. This one was written years ago by yours truly, entitled Heavenly Hardships. Without pressure from the wind, a kite never flies. Without straining for the goal, runners get no prize. Without sand to irritate, a pearl could not grow. Without effort from the hand, seamstress could not sew. Without hindrance from the rocks, a brook could not sing. And without April showers, no flowers in the spring. Heavenly Hardships. Today's passage comes from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. I'm reading from the New King James Version. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Somebody said, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. From this passage, we can learn the path to becoming a mature leader and being stronger. First, we must accept hardships as an opportunity to count it all joy. Second, we must recognize the value of various trials because they expand the potential of our growth. And thirdly, we must embrace the value of patience. By allowing patience to have its perfect work, we can arrive at a complete maturity. Heavenly Hardships. Well, today's a good day to have that one on the agenda. And page two, a wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. The reason I chose this particular reading from the book that I'm putting together, as I said last time, we're trying to tie into some of the events that's happened in our past. This one comes from October 2007, and it ties in with this idea of heavenly hardships because, well, it's all about going to the dentist. Entitled A Day at the Dentist, August 2007. As I post this, Bryson is at the dentist. He has multiple small surface cavities that need filling before they get out of hand. You might whisper a prayer for him. He gets to have laughing gas, and he thinks it's going to be a joyride. Take it from somebody who has had three root canals, dozens of fillings, and other dental procedures. The words dentist and joyride, well, they just simply cannot fit properly into a sentence. When I think of going to the dentist, my first thought is pain. The second thing I think about is that awful, annoying sound made by the drill. You know, it's that minute when you think he's going to break through the top of your tooth and tangle itself in the most sensitive part of your most sensitive nerve, and as a result, launch you through the roof with screams for mercy. That one. That's what I'm talking about. Well, maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but if you've ever been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The strange thing is, we have one of the most gentle, pain-free dentists I've ever known. I mean, last week, he had to numb my jaw for work on a crown. First, he put some topical numbing goop, that's an official medical term, on the inside of my cheek. Then I saw the needle. I gripped the chair, closed my eyes, and I expected the worst. Now, as a preacher who occasionally embellishes, never lies, but embellishes, I'm telling you, I didn't even feel the needle. In fact, if he hadn't had his hand halfway down my throat, I wouldn't even have known that he was working on my tooth. He's good. Here's the life lesson. As a child, I had several less than gentle dentists. I believe to this day that they went filling happy in my mouth. It seems like they didn't recognize tears on the cheeks, horror in the eyes, and clenched fists tearing at the chair. But that was my childhood. Dentistry is much different today. Earlier this year, I had a root canal done. A root canal! And the worst part of the whole procedure was the inconvenience of holding my mouth open and trying to swallow as they worked. So what's the life lesson from all of this? Well, actually, there's three of them. Number one, God is so good. Aren't you glad that you're living now rather than back in the dark ages? For me, that would be the late 1960s. Number two, we need to remember that things change. And change is not always bad. In fact, change is the very purpose of the Christian walk. Us highly trained theologians call it repentance. And I'm glad there was some repentance that went on in the dentistry movement since the years of mine being in the chair back in the 60s. Number three, It is hard to let go of past experiences. Do they affect the way you look at the present? If you're having trouble letting go of some of your past painful experiences, please understand that that's just simply human nature. If your past painful experiences are crippling you in the present, well, sometimes that's human nature as well. But to end there is little more than humanistic psychology 101. God calls you to live higher than that. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, you've done some pretty stupid things in the past. Yes, the combination of these events makes life hard. But no, you don't have to let them destroy you. Give it to God. His son did not spend 6+ hours on a cross so that you would live your life in misery. God thinks you're special in spite of the abuse that you have suffered. Do you? God will forgive you for your past stupidities. Will you? The one thing God offers that humanistic psychology cannot match is true solutions. Let the one who actually created you heal you. Give it to God. Page 3, the wrap up. I need you to remember the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. Without April showers, there's no flowers in the spring. Celebrate the hardships because they are fertilizing your future. That's hard to say. Celebrate the hardships because they are fertilizing your future. It's a good line, but it's hard to say. Do you enjoy the Sunny Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you're interested in supporting our family ministry, please be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychiles.com, or they can be mailed to Sunny Childs and Family Ministries, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas 72451. Until next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing, for heaven's sake? Be there, Matthew 16:26.